Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? And listen, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rita Sue Real Show on Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGTMRadio.com. And before we do anything, I want to tell everybody Happy New Year.
Yay.
Happy New Year. Happy New
Happy
Year.
New Year. Happy New Year.
And I pray that everyone is blessed and reaches all of the goals they have set for themselves for this new year. Remember, the only way to do that is to put God first. That's the only way to do that. Now, listen, everybody, we have a wonderful show coming up for you today. And I know, well, we had to make a couple of changes first. One major change, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead with the show anyway. And I know that when we promoted the show, I spoke and said we were going to interview Mr. Curtis Corbin, the founder slash owner of Seed League Group Transportation. He's not able to make it to here today. He has a family emergency, so we're just going to keep him and his family in our prayers, and we'll get back and interview him another time. But we're still going to talk about entrepreneurship. And so I have another very special guest coming before us today. You all know him. You've heard from him many, many times, but we're going to hear from him in a different capacity on today. So he's not going to do what he usually does. He's going to do something different, and you are going to hear a lot from him today. We're going to learn from him today, and then we're going to find out some more information from him today as well. So listen, now, if you're just waking up and getting started, you have just entered into on Rita Simpson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. This is our first show of the year of 2019. The wonderful day that the Lord has blessed us with. He did not promise that we will make it to see 2019, but he saw fit for us to see it anyway. And we give him all the praise and all the glory for that. Now listen, before I go on with the show, I want to send a special shout out to my sister. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat a little bit. My sister, the chaplain, Ms. Jean Jones. And listen, everybody, she is, I always tell you this, she's the owner of, she and her husband, the owners of this wonderful radio station, KGCMRadio.com. And they're doing some great, great, great things with it. And they're going to have a lot of new things coming up this year, this season, with the radio show. Also, just so you know, Pemberton Jones Educational Institute is doing a grant for small businesses this year. So if you have a small business and you need a grant, look up my sister's company, Pemberton Jones, and they will be giving away a small grant for small businesses. Now the exact amount I'm not sure of. You can look that information up online, okay? And once again, I want to say good morning to everybody who's joining us today. And for those of you who will be logging in later on to listen to the show, I want to thank everybody who's been tuning into the show. Right now, I'm up to 1,011 listeners. So we thank God for that. That's right. This year, we're going to have a different type of setup. We'll be on location most of the time. So most of the shows this year will be on location here and there and everywhere. You know, we like doing that. We like going all around and about. And before we go on with the show, you know, we got to kick things off right, though. So everybody bow your heads and close your eyes, bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton.
Hey.
That's right. She's right here with me this morning. Say good morning to her and Happy New Year as well. Now, listen, everybody. We've been talking, you know, I've been saying this year after year, week after week, month after month, talking about the growth of the southern sector of Dallas, specifically Oak Cliff. So those of you who live in and around the Oak Cliff area, remember I've been saying that the Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and economic development. And that is true. It's true. If you haven't noticed yet, most recently there's been a grand opening for the Starbucks right there on Camp Wisdom, right in front of the mall at 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive. Y'all, it is, when I tell you that Starbucks is phenomenal, and I said this to the owner when they did the grand opening, so I don't want you to think that I'm saying something here and something different in front front of the people. I'm saying this everywhere I go. And the lady stopped me and asked me, she said, so is this Starbucks everything you thought it would be? And I said, no, it is much better because you guys didn't give us the Oak Cliff version. You gave us an updated version. When I tell you, state of the art, it's a wonderful version of Starbucks. And it is, they have a conference center, excuse me, in that Starbucks. And I'm telling you guys, if you have not been there, you want to go there. It's beautiful on the inside. The service is impeccable. It really is. It really is. They did a grand job with this Starbucks. Okay, so y'all go ahead and visit there. Reimagine Redbird is still in full effect. Redbird Mall. And for those of you who used to go to the mall back in the day, you know, like back in the 80s and stuff, like that, when I used to go there, you know, the mall was happening. And it fell off a little bit. And I know one of the biggest concerns was the safety and the different type of elements that were at the mall. But now, you know, guys, listen, when they say reimagine a Redbird, they really mean that. It has made a complete turnaround. And, you know, of course, it's thanks to Miss P and the group of people who work with her, working really hard to change the atmosphere, change the perception of Redbird Mall. And so you all go back and visit. They have a brand new Redbird Entrepreneur Center upstairs on the second floor. You should visit there. There's a lot of small business, a lot of entrepreneurs have rented office space or just either office space or desk space in the Entrepreneur Center. And I will be doing a live show from there as well really, really soon, speaking with Michelle. She's a young lady in charge. She's a really nice lady. So if you guys have a small business and you need a meeting place, a place to meet your clients, the Redbird Entrepreneur Center is a wonderful place where you can meet. You should go there and check it out, okay? Like I said, a lot of great things going on in Oak Cliff right now. And you should be a part of it, especially those of you who live in and around the Oak Cliff area. And if you have any ideas, you know, they're really ready and willing to accept ideas as well, okay? And I know I'm talking a lot about entrepreneurs because there are a lot of people right now. And so let me just say this. With the government shutdown, you know, a lot of people went from working in the private sector because of the instability in the market, and they went to work for the government because with the government, it's like you could pretty much guarantee you'll have a job and you'll get paid. Well, now with the government shutdown, you're still guaranteed to work, but you're not going to get paid. And it's a partial shutdown. Some people are getting paid, but a lot of people are not. There are like 800,000, more than 800,000 government employees who are either furloughed, which means are not working, or who are working but are not getting paid right now due to this partial government shutdown. So with that being said, I think it's imperative that we learn how to use the gifts and talents that God bless each of us with for our benefit. And that's why I have a special young man here today. And once again, I was going to talk with that same subject with our guest that was going to be Curtis Corbin, but once again, he had a family emergency, so we'll keep his family in our prayers. But we're going to speak on that with our special guest here today. And when I told him I needed him for today because I couldn't have my special guest on, of course, he jumped at the chance. He said, yes, I'll do it. And I just love that about him. And so I want to introduce to some and present to others my son, Brian Williams.
Good morning, y'all. It's nice to be here this morning. It's a great day. It's not a cloud in sight today. It's like for real.
Right, right.
It's you know, no extreme winds, no rain. It's good outside.
Gorgeous blue skies. It's a little cool, but it's going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day out there. And, Brian, I just want to say I thank you for taking on the last-minute challenge of being on my radio show today.
I wouldn't call it a challenge, but it was. But I'm going to say this. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be sharing my business expense with you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now I just want to say something to everybody real quick. I just want to say something to everybody really, really quick, okay? So listen, for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Anrita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And listen, this is a show where we like to feature our young people and challenge our young people. And we just like to send them a lot of love, especially our youth and young adults. And if you would like to call in and speak with our guest, which is Brian Williams, you could call in to 64, but you know, hey, you know how it is. New year, new challenges, new setup, and everything like that. So once again, that phone number is 646-668-8853. And you can speak with our guest, Brian Williams, this morning. And I want to say good morning again, Brian, and listen. And, Brian, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a wonderful year. And, y'all, I want to say this as well. Bringing in the new year, boy, we were at my sons, Brittany Williams, Brian Williams, and their cousin Bo. They were invited by Pastor Russ to come and to minister and to, you know, to celebrate the new year with IBOX, the Inspiring Body of Christ Church. And it was phenomenal. I want to say thank you to Pastor Rush for showing my love, so my boys, so much love for the past year, and for continuing to showing them some love. And Brian, y'all, if y'all don't know, they're in the Mind Ministry. And boy, Brian Daniel, y'all did a phenomenal job. Boy, y'all did that thing.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, and if you guys want to see it, go to my Facebook page and just look up New Year's. Where I say, yep, this is how we brought in the new year. That's the title of that post right there. So go ahead and look it up, and you'll see Brian and his brother and his cousin Bo bringing in the new year at IBOX. Now, with that being said, Brian, tell the people, we're talking about entrepreneur. First of all, let me ask this question. Have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I'm going to say no. Because of the fact that I didn't even know what an entrepreneur was.
Okay.
And I didn't take up, photography wasn't always in, in my sight. I didn't know I had to.
Okay, right. That's good. Because that was going to be my next question. Like, did you always, have the passion of photography? And you said no. So what did you see yourself doing before you learned that you know how to do photography?
Well, for me, it was graphic design. I was ever since middle school, like eighth grade, I've had a knack for it, and I wanted to pursue that. Well, what came with that was photography, because later on in the years, when I took, when I had people take pictures, and they say, "Hey, you're really good at this. Maybe you should get a job like this." And I said, "You know what? That's a good idea." So, instead of doing just graphic design, I said, "You know what? I should probably do both." So I won't be as phony, and people be like, "Well, I have people who do photography too. What's so special about you?" So that's why, in the business like this, you have to be, more than just one. You have to have more than just one talent, because
it's a multitask.
Yes, because of the fact that people already have, somebody can already sing. There's a lot of people who can sing, so you have to have something special about your voice, or you have to do something that's special, like dance and sing at the same time, like Jack Five, yay. And I don't compete with other photographers. I like to bring them up, because what is competition? It's kind of messed up. Like, okay, I'm gonna bring you down just so I can get up. I'm gonna build you up so you can build me up, and we can build them up and her up and all them up. So that way we can all have a common goal, and not just bring.
They're learning how to build each other up, even with the talent, because I believe there's enough. There's enough people out there to where all photographers can make money, right?
Yeah.
And there's be successful.
There's enough people in the world. Babies are getting born every week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Right.
So people are getting born every week. There's a lot of room for a lot of photographers.
Right.
Same thing for graphic designers, and there's a lot of businesses out there for your design. So don't worry, don't put nobody down just for you to get ahead. You get ahead, but bring somebody with you.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's my son right there, y'all. spoken like a true Pemberton Williams. Okay, now listen. Let me ask you this: how difficult was it to start your own business?
It was very difficult because, for one, in order for me to actually business, I have to practice and I have to exercise my talents and my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that part wasn't easy because, I mean, I had to get a job to get a camera.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did, that's when I finally, you know, had the camera and I had to, you know, play around. Just have to practice a lot just so I can get good at it. Then I don't have to. I can't stop at just good. I have to be great at it.
Right.
And I kept going. And same thing with my graphic design. Just because I don't have a computer no more, don't mean I still do graphic design. So it was hard. Plus, I have to get the ownership done. And that means that with my business, I have to put my name behind the name.
Right.
So there was that.
Mm-hmm.
And I make sure that nobody can steal my work.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to learn how to do a water print,
mm-hmm.
a watermark, so that way when if you're a design or
mm-hmm.
a picture, they know it's my
mm-hmm.
business on there.
Right.
A lot of things I have to remember and a lot of things that I have to. Plus, there's the pricing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my price is up there.
Right.
Which is great.
Right. And what were you going to say, Miss C?
I was going to say, he's got his hard work on to meet this first. Tell him what you get, the lady who owns the Bounce House.
So she asked me if I can make a logo for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was actually a really good logo. She said that she is a party planner. And so she needs me to make something up that is like, how can I say this, energetic, and make something that's colorful, that's playful. So I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was surprised when I did it in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Now listen, for those of you,
he was surprised when he saw it. Tell
us how you saw it. So, I didn't know she was going to make it into a shirt until I saw her one day, and I was surprised if she made it into business cards to me. Right.
For those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Anrita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com, and we're speaking with Mr. Brian Williams, founder and owner of Daniel's Digital. That's the name of your business, right? Daniel's Digital, and he does graphic design and photography, and that also videography as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he does graphic design, photography, and videography. And listen, if you guys, for anyone who would like to speak with him right now, you can call in to 646-668-8863. That's 646-668-8853. Now, everybody, listen, once again, we're just waking up and tuning in. We are on Rita's Crimson Cafe. We're talking with Brian Williams, and I know I'll go ahead and say this again. This show, I say we'll be speaking with Mr. Curtis Corbin. So for those of you who didn't hear me earlier, he had a family emergency. And, you know, we do love, we want to make sure that when people take care of their families, and family comes first, and we will be able to have Curtis on the air in the studio a little bit later, okay, in a couple of weeks. But we'll keep him and his family in our prayers, right?
Right.
That's right. We family first. And so when he called me and told me this morning that he wouldn't be able to do it, completely understand. Curtis, if you're listening, let me know what's going on. Keep me updated. Keep Miss P updated. Let us know everything is good. All right, because you know how we are. All right. So now we're talking with Brian Williams about we're still talking about entrepreneurship. Brian Williams, who started his business, Daniel's Digital, with his graphic design and photography and videography. Now, Brian, let me ask you this: if someone wanted to reach you to ask you for a design or something, how can they reach you?
Okay. So, one, my email, I have a personal business Gmail account, which is awesome. May18@gmail.com.
Let's spell Daniel.
D-A-N-I-E-L dot digitals 18, the number's 18, at gmail.com.
All right, all right.
The reason why I put 18 is because this was official in 2018. That's why I put it there.
Very good.
So, also, there's my Facebook page, Daniel's Digital, and then my Instagram, Daniel's.digitals, you know, and then you'll get to see samples of my work. You won't see me. You probably see a couple of videos too. So I also edit videos and I do videography. So I did a wedding. I've done two weddings, which is I recorded two weddings, and I mean they're at the moment they're under editing because it was a huge event. So you have to, you know, take some time to edit it, make sure it's all right, and make sure that the customer really likes it. So, after you hunt, I have to put 100% in. So, that's great right there. I do all sorts of pictures, wedding pictures. I do infant pictures, maternity pictures. I do all that, graduation pictures, all of it.
Do you do development pictures?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, now listen, also he's got something special coming up for every month of the year. Tell us a little bit about that. Well, hold on, let's see. Okay, yeah. Tell us quickly about that. For every month of the year, beginning, I think he began in January, and now in February you have the Cupid Cam, right?
Yes.
I'll let you tell more about it. Go ahead.
So, like, for most of the holiday events, you know, or worldwide events, I have an event for them. So, as you know, for Valentine's Day, have Cupid Cam is literally just a photo shoot for couples or people who want to take pictures for Valentine's Day. Just that. For this month is Martin Luther King, you know, because we have that. And then for, you know, stuff like July, I have for October, it's called the Fright Cam. It's very catchy. So, you know, we have a whole lot of stuff like that. Oh, even for September, I have, that's the Hispanic Heritage Month. So, you know, of course, you have stuff like that. So, yeah, watch out, look out for that because I'll be doing a whole lot of things.
So, for February, you have the Valentine's, you have a Cupid Cam, and then for March, you have Mother's Day, right?
That's me.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that for March, you have what, spring?
Pictures for mom, that's for Mother's Day. Pictures for dad, that's Father's Day for June.
What do you have? What about Easter?
Easter, I haven't figured out a name for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do have one for Easter. Because, of course, you know, people on Sunday, people come in looking all nice with the Easter suits.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, like, various colors. So, of course, I'm going to have, you know, going to have a photographer go out there and take a picture of you looking all nice for Easter.
Right, right. Now listen, also everybody, he does photos for graduation pictures. He does birthdays, quinceañeras, you know, and everything you can think of. And then there are some times when people just want just a family photo.
Yeah.
And you just do that, right, the family portrait. Right.
I have recorded a quinceañera. Yes, I did. It was a very nice thing. You know, the best thing about that is you get free food. That's the best thing about getting invited, being a photographer for a wedding or a big event like a quinceañera, is you get the free food and you be a part of the family. It's nice.
Right, right. So now let me ask you this. If there's, let's say, some younger people out there listening, some children listening, and they really want to one day have their own business, what is the first thing that you would tell them they need to do, the very first thing?
Okay, for one, business will be slow at some time. But do not give up just because business is slow.
Okay, so the number one, he said, is don't give up because business is slow. Don't give up. That's very, very good advice because when you first start out, business is slow.
Yes.
When you first start out, you have to get your name out there, right?
Yes.
You have to.
Get people to know you. You have to get business cards.
Right, you build your portfolio and
yes,
things like that.
Some things have to come out of your pocket. But that's okay because once you get it off the ground and once you start doing more stuff, you get noticed more, but like I said, even when do not give up just because business is slow.
That's very good advice. Do not give up because business is slow. Now, let me ask, hold on, real quick, Brian, let me ask Miss P. Mama, now what about you? What's one of the things that young people need to know if they want to start their own business? One thing that is imperative for them to know?
Be around people that have adults that have sense, you know, that's going to tell you how to start. Because starting, like I was talking with a lady who flies a plane, and she said the nose of the plane goes into the storm. And I like that because we don't know how to start a business. We get a storm. Because you see, the plane doesn't take off until it goes into the wind. But some said to me, when you start a business, that you go into the wind. You have to have a team. A team dream makes the team work. See, a lot of folks think they can do it by themselves, but you can't. You have to have somebody, a forerunner, you know, like Jesus and John the Baptist. It's biblical. If you do it biblically, your thing will work. Because once you get your name out there, the rest of them, you don't have to sell anything if you get your name out there. Once you get your name out there, it's a done deal. Because somebody's going to do a referral, like I do Brian. People call me all the time, like he did to me. I said, okay, now we have a theater coming on. That's what I'm asking him about the theater. He said, Greg is going to be bringing a theater where I need to use this. Brian up to taking pictures, before pictures, and after pictures, for the theater. So we need to continue. We need to get out there. And the hardest thing for young people or for adults to go, is to go where it's not fun. You have to go and say, oh, yeah, I can do that. My thing is, and people ask, well, how much it costs? My recipe is I'm $1 cheaper than what the other person is.
All right, y'all get that? Y'all hear that? Now, listen, she said something very important right there. So those of you who, young people, if you're starting your own businesses or whatever it is you're trying to do, you got to go to some places that are not necessarily fun. You got to go to the boring places. You got to go, and I'm saying boring because those are the things that are helpful to you. You have to go to the boring meetings. You have to go to, you know, the places you just, the boring events. You have to go to the places you don't want to go to because those are things that will also help to elevate you to where you need to be. Because you'll meet people that you otherwise would not meet. You'll be able to network with other people, and they can refer you to even other people. So, you know, it'll build out like that. Now, listen, we have about a minute and a half left in the show. And so I just want for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have entered into Unrita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And we've been talking with Mr. Brian Williams, a founder and owner of Daniels Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, he's his business is with the, he does business for graphic design and photography and videography. And I'll have to say this, you know, his work is posted on his Facebook page. His work is, which is Daniels Digital, right? That's on Facebook, right, Brian?
Yes, it is. It's on Facebook and Instagram. It's Daniels Digital.
Right. And he's done some really, really gorgeous photo shoots with everybody. You know, at some gorgeous locations. You guys, it's been really nice watching his work. And for those of you who haven't seen it yet, go to his Facebook page and you will see a lot of his work. Now, Brian, is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to give my shout out. I got one. I like to say one shout out to my pop because he's been pressuring me like this because I love my pop.
That's good.
I'd like to give my shout out to Ellen because she gave me this great idea, and shout out to Pamela.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you.
Right.
Shout out to my brothers. There you go.
Right. Shout out to the fam. That's what you're talking about right there. To the fam. Listen, I would like to see a photo shoot with Hoopla.
And you will.
Okay. Let's make that happen. So get in touch with the Hoopla people. I would like to see a photo shoot with him. Now listen, everybody. I know you've been asking about the play because we've been posting it up. I promise you, I will post it up as far as when we will have auditions for the next play, which will be later on this year. Okay, the play will be later this year, and the auditions will be coming up really, really soon. Now listen, we got to get up out of here. It's just about time for my show to be over. But I will see you guys again next week, and I'll let you know. I'll post up who our guest will be for next week. So, like Brian said, don't give up. But like Tamar said, hey, you got to make sure you have a good team with you and stick with us, some adults who have good sense, who can tell you right from wrong, left to right, up and down, and all that good stuff, all right? But I got to get out of here, and I'll see you guys next week right here on Rita's Crimson Cafe on KGCMRadio.com.